Greetings, lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to another Life Note today, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. For Health and Fitness Month, January, this month's Life Note is Ultra Prevention, the 6-week plan that will make you healthy for life, by Mark Hyman, MD, and Mark Lapones, MD. In their book, Ultra Prevention, Doctors Mark Hyman and Mark Lapones lay out their program that focuses on eliminating the cause of disease as well as preventing it in the first place. With their 6-week Ultra Prevention program, readers will learn how to combat the 5 forces of illness and repair their own bodies through nutrition to secure a lifetime of good health. After practicing in the medical field in various capacities, as well as succumbing to their own diseases, Doctors Mark Hyman and Mark Lapones reached their wits' end with conventional medicine. In their book Ultra Prevention, Hyman and Lapones reveal the weaknesses in Western medicine and offer an alternative system that focuses on prevention and allowing your body to heal itself. They debunk the 7 most common medical myths, identify the 5 forces of illness, and provide a 6-week program to remove, repair, and recharge your body's natural processes to ensure you live a long life free of disease. Part 1. The Myths of Modern Medicine. Doctors Mark Hyman and Mark Lapones begin their book by debunking 7 popular myths of modern medicine. In Part 1, they set out to re-educate readers and rebuild their belief system regarding health and nutrition. So let's go over these myths now. Myth number 1, your doctor knows best. While most people would assume that doctors have the last word when it comes to health, Hyman and Lapones point out that this should not always be the case. Medical specialization, lack of time, pressure to make diagnoses, and the lack of an organizing theory, as well as other problems, lead doctors to make a rushed diagnosis and prescribe a drug without fully understanding the cause of the symptoms they are treating. Instead, doctors and patients should both keep an open mind and continue asking questions in pursuit of health and disease prevention. Myth number 2, if you have a diagnosis, you know what's wrong with you. The moment your doctor names the disease they think you have, you're given a diagnosis. However, interestingly enough, having the name of this disease to hang your hat on does not necessarily mean you know what's wrong with you. You simply know what the doctor calls your symptoms. While for most, the thought process ends when the diagnosis is doled out, Hyman and Lapones insist that this is when it should start. Questions such as how and why should be addressed in order to achieve true health instead of just masking symptoms. Myth number 3. Drugs cure disease. Quote, whatever the ailment, the problem is that conventional medicine uses drugs to interfere with rather than to support human biology. End quote. While prescription drugs can be extremely helpful in many situations, conventional medicine's heavy reliance on drugs can be very problematic. Oftentimes, these medications end up stopping or blocking natural biochemical and/or physiological processes. They stop the symptoms, but they do not find out what's causing them. And not only do they not remedy the root of the cause of your problem, but drugs can also cause an additional gamut of problems that were not there before. These distasteful side effects are most often a signal that the particular medication is not right for your body. Luckily, advances in the field known as pharmacogenomics are helping to eliminate the trial and error process that traditionally governs how doctors choose which medications are best for their patients. Myth number 4, your genes determine your fate. Quote, few people realize that our genes are not static, but dynamic, the active machinery of our biochemistry that operates day by day, moment by moment, end quote. This is one of the most common misconceptions around today. The truth is, however, that everyone has a tremendous opportunity to influence how these genes are expressed through diet and lifestyle choices. You may be born with a genetic tendency for heart disease, but if you do not smoke, if you eat well, exercise regularly, and maintain your weight, you may very likely avoid developing heart disease. The same is true for any number of genetic risk factors. Thus, we do not have to fall victim to our genes. Instead, by identifying and correcting certain imbalances, we can affect how our genes express themselves and how they in turn affect our health. Myth number 5, getting older means aging. Getting older is inevitable, but disease is not an inevitable part of aging. Surprisingly, it's even possible to get biologically younger while you are getting chronologically older. Hyman and Lipponis argue that the bad news about aging, loss of aerobic efficiency and muscle mass, waning sexual potency and desire, drop in metabolism, increase in body fat, just to name a few, can be reversed and to some extent prevented. But you have to work at it. Instead of turning to surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, or organ transplantation, Hyman and Lipponis advocate identifying problems at the cellular level and intervening by making changes in nutrition, therapeutic supplementation, and lifestyle habits. Myth 6. Fat is a four-letter word. An overwhelming majority of people, not to mention doctors specifically, believe that the way to health is through a low-fat diet. The logic behind this belief is relatively simple. People figure that they are trying to lose weight, they should shed fat, and if they're trying to shed fat, they shouldn't eat fat. However, this logic ignores the fact that not all fats were created equal. There are many different types, some of which our bodies require to function properly. In fact, the key is finding the perfect balance of healthy fats to achieve the optimal level of health. And finally, myth number 7. You can get all the vitamins you need from food. Oftentimes, doctors and patients are hesitant to include supplementation in a healthcare regimen. They give a variety of negative responses, most frequently something like, "Our ancestors have lived for thousands of years without them, so we don't really need them either." However, the simple fact is that our modern diet lacks many nutrients that were common to our ancestors due to changes in soil composition and farming techniques, and the prevalence of genetically altered foods. These factors, combined with the fact that we eat more today than our ancestors did, leave more than 80% of Americans deficient in one or more nutrients on a daily basis. To fill in the nutritional gaps left by food, Hyman and Lipponis suggest incorporating a vitamin regimen tailored to your specific nutritional needs. Part 2. Ultra Prevention. Controlling the 5 forces of illness. In part 2, Hyman and Lipponis outline their approach to optimal health, titled Ultra Prevention. This system is a combination of, quote, "thought, evaluation, and treatment derived from the scientific study of health," end quote. Ultra Prevention targets the 5 common forces that can be detected years before ailments have progressed enough to be diagnosed in order to prevent rather than simply diagnose. Let's go through these forces now. Force 1, malnutrition or sludge. While severe forms of malnutrition are rarely seen in the United States, Americans are taking in too many calories and too few nutrients. The main areas of malnutrition among Americans today include essential fatty acids, essential minerals, folic acid and B-complex vitamins, antioxidants, and that sort of thing. These deficiencies can cause problems with digestion, absorption, or delivery of other nutrient, resulting in the formation of sludge. This sludge keeps our cells from functioning at their optimal level, and it's a bad sign at the beginnings of illness. Force number 2, impaired metabolism or burnout. Burnout can be described as a loss of energy, and this loss of energy goes all the way down to the cellular level. This loss of cellular energy indicates that your metabolism isn't working well, which can lead to countless illnesses, from insulin resistance to Alzheimer's disease. Force number 3, inflammation or heat. Most people think of inflammation as redness and swelling. However, there are in fact 5 cardinal signs of inflammation in the body: redness, swelling, heat, pain, and loss of function. These symptoms indicate that your immune system is reacting to the presence of an intruder, such as an infection, an allergen, or a toxin. As the immune system travels through the bloodstream, inflammation that begins in one area of the body can easily spread elsewhere and wreak havoc on your health. Ultra Prevention aims to keep cytokines, the messengers of the immune system, in balance to forestall these issues that can arise due to inflammation. Force number four, impaired detoxification, or waste. Detoxification is, quote, the process of breaking down and eliminating from the body anything that shouldn't be in it, end quote. This natural process is a way for your body to keep itself healthy by converting toxic substances into non-toxic ones and excreting them. If this process is impaired, excess waste builds up in the body, creating a favorable environment for illness. And finally, force number five, oxidative stress, or rust. Rust forms on metal when it's exposed to oxygen. This same process happens inside our bodies when our tissue comes into contact with oxygen. It steals electrons from those tissues, changing and damaging them. Oxidative molecules are present and necessary inside our bodies for them to function properly. However, if these molecules are present in excess, they can cause oxidative stress and become a source of illness. Part 3, the 6-week ultra prevention plan. In this final section, the doctors present their 6-week program that will help you unlearn a lifetime of bad habits that have been promoting the 5 forces of illness. Let's go through these steps together. Step 1, remove the first 2 weeks. In the first 2 weeks of this process, you will be working to achieve 5 goals. First, clear the sludge. To overcome malnutrition, you have to remove anti-nutrients, compounds in foods that cause more harm than good, by cleaning out your kitchen and your pantry. Next, eliminate the waste. Reduce stress on your body's detoxification system by filtering your water, eating organic foods, purifying your air, and reducing your exposure to heavy metals. Then, remove the rust. To eliminate manifestations of unchecked rust, you must clear your body of free radicals by adhering to a proper diet and healthy lifestyle, including adequate sleep, reduced stress, and regular exercise. Next, cool the heat. To keep inflammation in check, it's important to eliminate the source, control your allergies, maintain a healthy weight, combat insulin resistance, and target inflammatory conditions and injuries. And finally, end the burnout. Keep your body energized by maximizing your metabolism. To eliminate sources of burnout, avoid mitochondrial malfunction, target insulin resistance, and support your thyroid. On to the next step, repair the second 2 weeks. In these 2 weeks, you will focus on repairing the systems that were cleaned out in step one. First, repair the digestive system and optimize nutrition. Ensure that the nutrients you're consuming are absorbed properly by trying an elimination diet, taking probiotics, increasing fiber intake, fixing your eating habits, and following the ultra prevention diet. Then repair and enhance detoxification. To enhance detoxification, it's important to boost the detoxification capacity of the key systems of elimination: digestive tract, liver, kidneys, and skin. Increasing your fiber intake, increasing your water intake, sweating on a regular basis, and increasing your intake of foods that will aid in the liver's detoxification capabilities will all serve to enhance this waste elimination. Next, repair the rust. Oil the oxidative stress system. Antioxidants are a key to fighting rust. Consuming antioxidant-rich foods, taking antioxidant supplements, as well as exercising, staying hydrated, and getting adequate sleep will all guard your system against oxidative stress. Then, repair immune function and reduce inflammation. The first step is to eat anti-inflammatory foods, such as fresh fish and unsweetened fresh fruit, while at the same time eliminating inflammatory foods, such as wheat and peanuts. In addition, you should improve your lifestyle by employing mind-body techniques, such as yoga or meditation, exercising regularly, and even getting a massage occasionally. Finally, repair your metabolism. In the first stage, you learned how to remove obstacles and perfect your metabolism. In this phase, you will repair your mitochondria, balance your blood sugar and hormones, and boost thyroid function in order to ensure our metabolism is functioning at the optimal level. And finally, moving on to step 3, recharge, the third 2 weeks of the ultra prevention system. These final 2 weeks focus on recharging your system and restoring vitality. First, restore normal sleep. getting an adequate amount of high-quality sleep is imperative to your health. Follow guidelines like practicing regular rhythms of sleep, creating an aesthetic environment, and avoiding caffeine and alcohol to ensure your adequate sleep patterns. Move your body. Exercise regularly. It's that simple. Create a habit of regular cardio exercise, a gradual strength training program, and a stretching routine. Then practice stress management. Quote, prolonged and unrelieved stress contributes to or causes a staggering amount of illness. End quote. Keep stress levels in check by honoring your limitations, learning that you can't please everyone, and practicing relaxation techniques. And finally, practice other ultra prevention techniques. As ultra prevention is a holistic approach to health, it's important not only to focus on biology, you should also find meaning and purpose, build healthy relationships, schedule time for play, and participate in other activities that enrich your life. Sounds a lot like the Lifebook lifestyle to me. By adhering to the ultra prevention system and not falling victim to the medical myths that permeate society today, you can combat the five forces of illness, stay disease-free, and go on to live a healthy and enriching, extraordinary life. I hope you enjoyed this time with me today as we explored this health and fitness life note. I sure enjoyed it. We'll see you again next month for more wisdom, each life note bringing you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. Goodbye for now. This is Jordan River signing off saying have a great day, Lifebookers. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.